This Is Earth and Sky. On May 18, 1980, a volcano in Washington State, Mount St. Helens, erupted.
It destroyed 230 square miles, about 500 square kilometers, of forest. What was left was a gray and brown landscape littered with dead trees and covered with ash and pumice.
The greatest surprise to scientists surveying the area following the eruption was the discovery that many plants had survived. The early spring timing of the eruption meant there were still snowbanks on high mountain ridges. The snow sheltered some plants from the full effects of the blast.
Later, the surviving plants were joined by colonizers from wind-blown seeds. In the past 10 years, shrubs and trees have arrived. Forest experts say that within 100 years, a mature forest will probably cover most of the area. Within 200 years, it should begin to resemble the old-growth forests that existed before the eruption.
But the landscape just north of the volcano is about 100 years behind. That's because no biological legacies of any kind survived the eruption. But even here, recovery has started. Today, it's mostly covered with flowering prairie lupine. Today's show was made possible by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.